What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Absolutely. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in, first and foremost. All right? Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we want to just let you know this is a podcast where we talk about pretty much any and everything
that
we
feel like talking about,
whatever's going on in our mind.
Yep.
On our mind, whatever's going on in the world, and it's coming from the perspective of two black men.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We fathers. All right, we got kids, we got wives, we got experience in this world, you know what I'm saying? Approaching 40 years and 41 years.
Yeah.
I said approaching 40, god dang it.
I'm approaching it.
And I said and of 41.
Oh, okay.
You ain't got to keep reminding me I'm 41.
You just brought it up.
No, but you always. I'd be like, you know, I graduated back in
75. Oh,
2 years older than me. He act like I'm 98.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, all right.
Ninth grade and 11th grade, man, it's like years apart.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
It's 2 years.
Years apart.
Anyway, fam, hey, we usually kick this off. We had a bunch of different segments, but we narrowed it down to getting it off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
However, I flew this past weekend.
Oh, you flew?
I flew.
Okay, flying with Tank.
Had a wonderful experience flying. Nah, yeah. I do got something good. I got two things. I got my flight and then when I arrived or where I went.
Okay.
First of all, my flight. One thing I need to get out of my chest is these apps. The Delta app.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid.
Really?
I hate it. Look, I'm still one of them people. I usually print my boarding pass. Because I ain't got to worry about technology messing crap up. Because it happens. I see it all the time. People sitting there scrolling at the security. No, it's right here trying to get. Oh, I can't get a seat. Something's not working with the app. I usually print my. You know, the paper don't. The battery ain't going to die.
Yep.
Unless it falls out of your pocket, which your phone can too, you good.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, scan it all day. But I got to the point now, at least I'll pull it up on my app, or especially if I'm flying Delta, pull up my boarding pass on my app. I always take a screenshot.
Tank travel with chicks, don't you?
I literally wrote a check yesterday for my kid. No, for my kids' daycare.
Still.
Because it ain't no app. You don't pay with credit card. It's like a thing.
Yeah,
you got to do a check. But as I was writing the check, I was like, you know how many people in the population this day and age has never written a check and don't know how?
Man, even when you could write checks, I might have wrote two of them.
But
goodness.
Anyway, so I don't trust the apps and stuff. So I'm sitting there. I always take a screenshot. So lo and behold, I pull up the app as I'm going through. You know, I got TSA pre-check. So I show them that I already got it pulled up. By the time I get through the little people that just tell you to go through, I get up there to the dude where he checks your ID and stuff. Pull it up. It's gone.
It's gone.
I'm like, let me open the app back up. App opens. It's the Delta app. It's on my phone. I done downloaded the app.
Yeah.
Why do I have to put in my confirmation number, my first name, my last name, my flight number? You are in my app on my phone. Why do I have to type all this stuff in?
You was in the wrong section. You supposed to go to my trips.
That's what I did, and that's what it asked for. It don't automate. This is my point. If you in the app, and it's in my phone. I done had to use my thumb, fingerprint, or my face to open up the app, you know it's me. If I hit my trips, Delta app, pull up my trips regardless of what trip I'm looking for.
I fly Delta. I stand by Delta. You was doing something wrong, man.
Goose.
You didn't.
Look.
Your trip should already have been there.
You right.
Since you've already looked it up.
You right. As soon as I go to my trips, that's what was coming up. It says I can put in my confirmation number. I can put in my ticket number or my credit card number. First name and last name. That crap should already be there.
Hold on now. And he got a droid.
You know why I did the droid?
Your options.
Are they different?
Where's today? It should say today on there. Like, what's happening?
I was scrolling left and right.
Let's see what's happening with my good old faithful.
Yeah, that thing is, that stupid ass phone is the reason I use this stupid ass phone.
So like this, I have today right here.
Uh-huh.
And then you press today and it'll show you.
Does your app look like my app? Back out of it.
My app, look, my trips. No, this is my trips. This is where my trips is. Because these are all the trips I booked.
That's what I was expecting.
Mm. Now, like, okay, I can agree with you on.
I was expecting something like this. Like, let me just go up and find, pow.
The apps do be tripping sometimes.
So, luckily, I took a screenshot.
I can agree with you on that.
All wasn't right. No line.
Yep.
I don't know why. Wasn't no line. Luckily, I took a screen. I just had to go to my gallery.
Yep.
Pull it up. Pow. Same thing at the boarding thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I'm at gate 31. B. Mm. Something like it. Whatever gate it was. I'm sitting there. I was like, oh, I got like 20 minutes still. Because I went late because I was like, ain't going to be no traffic. Sitting at the gate. I'm like, I don't see nobody else. Like, there's people around me. I'm like, but something ain't right. So then I forget that I'm looking at a screenshot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm at the right gate. Then I'm like, this is not current because this is a screenshot.
Yeah.
So then I had to go check the little monitor. Now, my gate is down, you know, LAX is big. Down another section, down the end of that whole section. So I'm like, snap. Still early, though. Like, I still got plenty of time. But that's one thing I had to get out of my chest was this app. Like, it's stupid. The reason I don't do it on my iPhone, because iPhone has let me down too many times.
I was playing devil's advocate because I've done that myself. As soon as I get my boarding pass, and especially my seat, I screenshot it. You're not going to tell me this wasn't my seat.
Regardless of what you changed, this was my seat at one point.
That's why I'm here. And whoever you got, change them back to wherever they coming from.
Yeah.
Because I've had situations to where they changed my seat. They might have even upgraded me. But I'm like, this is a 5-hour flight. You put me from my window seat to a middle seat. I didn't accept this.
Right.
Put them in that middle seat. Whoever you put in my, put them up there. Yeah. Okay. I do agree with you on that.
Yeah, but I don't know. That annoyed me. But I ain't let it ruin my day.
Mm.
But I ended up going to Vegas. Did a turnaround trip to Vegas.
Oh, damn. Okay.
The mothers was out there. The mom and my mother-in-law went out there. They like to do these gambling trips.
Okay.
I don't like Vegas no more. I've been to get Vegas so many times.
You go out to be like the bodyguard to make sure they're good? Or
no,
what?
I just went out there mainly to surprise my mom.
Oh, okay.
Because she was saying that she was like, I'm doing a real quick trip and I wish I could just get out and see y'all, but I don't have time or whatever. I was like, oh, you know, we'll catch you next time. So I was like, you know, it was like, what, $120 flight, 45 minutes. I can make that trip real quick. Ain't no problem. This wasn't the night. This was in the morning. It was just dark outside. So anyway, flew into Vegas. Again, not a fan. Don't nothing appeal to me in Vegas no more. I'm 78, according to Greg.
Yep.
unless I'm going to a concert or somebody I really want to see, you're not going to find me in Vegas like that or for somebody like this. So anyway, I'm dealing with the whole Vegas thing. I get there, and it was one point in time, they had just laid down. These heifers just got in at 6 a.m. from gambling. I get there. By the time I land, get to the hotel, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know I'm coming, so I'm knocking on the door.
Hold on. They gambled 2-6 a.m. in the morning?
Yes, they got problems, man.
I'm thinking that's when they landed.
No, they had already been there. They had already been there. They got in at 6 a.m.
Oh, man.
Because I text Angel.
Wild women right there,
boy. Who you telling? y'all think I'm lying about this. Look, so I get there like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
My mother-in-law's always talking about, oh, I want to spend more time with you. My mom was like, oh, I wish I could see you. So I'm knocking on the door. Oh, ain't nobody answering. I'm like, then they're knocked out. Yeah. I'm like, hopefully I'm at the right room. Knocking on the door again. I'm knocking. So finally, one thing about my mom, she never turns her phones off of silence. So she got the most annoying ringtone. It's the Android ringtone. Hate that damn ringtone.
Yeah.
When she comes stay with us, I turn it off.
Hey.
Cause she gets so many phone, and it's usually my sister, my brother, one of my nieces. Now I'm like, why are they calling you so much? So I'm standing out in the hallway, call it. Lo and behold, I hear a loud ass ringtone. She answers the phone. Hello. I said, what you doing? You sleep? Oh, no, I ain't sleep. I was just laying here. I said, Mama, you are asleep.
I'm knocking on the door.
I'm knocking on the door. She's still confused. Huh? I'm ringing the doorbell. I hear it ringing.
Yeah.
She, what you talking about? Huh? I said, Mama, come open the door. Because she's still disoriented. She just got in. Just so she answered the door. Oh, you know, she ran up and give me a hug. So we sitting there. I'm like, nah, y'all, come on, get up. Yeah. I open up the blind. Ooh. It's time to go. Come on, we going to get some breakfast. Oh. So look, we ended up they go casino, they do some gambling. We get breakfast first. We sitting there talking. We end up going to whatever casino they was going to. So again, I don't want to be here. And I'm just basically watching them play slots. Like I said, I don't gamble.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, y'all, I'm gonna go to the room, take me a nap. Mm-hmm. Because I got in bed late. I had a long day yesterday. I'm here now. Let me go take a nap. And then I'll meet back up with y'all. We can get, you know, dinner or whatever. They're like, all right. So as I'm going back to the hotel, I see these, you know, it's Vegas. There's women out there in bikini thongs, mm-hmm. just walking around. There ain't no attraction. They just in Vegas. It's mm-hmm. just all kinds of crap happening. Mm. It's these two dudes. They just on the strip.
Not in bikini thongs.
No. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
They got on chaps.
I don't know what chaps is.
There's some things that's like, they, you know, when they ride horses, it's like the leather, okay. the thing in the front, and like the ass is out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They got on something like that.
Okay.
Like they got on like boxer shorts. I don't know, something up under it to cover that because their ass cheeks ain't out.
Okay.
But it's close enough.
All right.
Big muscle bound dudes. You can tell they work out. Mm. But I'm watching them. They like taking pictures with women, you know, picking up women, holding them, taking pictures with them and stuff. Cowboy hats and stuff, you know, nipples pierced. It was a whole thing, right? Yeah. There's a crowd of women around these dudes, so I'm just trying to get around. I look at these dudes and I'm like, you can tell they do work out a lot. But I'm like, something is off with your body. So you know how you work the D'Angelo thing. That's when everybody got hit to it, the V thing. Mm. They got Botox. You know that V, it's never lumpy. It's like one solid muscle that goes down there. When I had one, I knew. but you could tell there was like, it didn't look right. It was off. You know, they was purposely wearing everything low so you could see it. I'm looking, I'm like, that's not muscle.
You got some implants.
Implants.
V implants.
I said, I don't know if they were strippers, if they charging these women to take these pictures. I don't know what's going
they
on.
Definitely,
but I was
charge.
Like, come on now, man.
You got to get it how you live out here.
First of all,
I didn't know they even had implants.
I didn't either till this day. I'm like, I'm watching them and I'm watching like how they're moving and what's going on. I'm like, that ain't no damn muscle.
They get
I ain't never seen nothing like it, man.
Extra $10 a picture for that.
I guess so, yeah.
Dang, the implant here?
The implant
well, I guess
here.
If you get a tummy tuck.
People get the fake abs?
Mm.
So I guess it's all the same. I don't know. Do you think they had a tummy tuck?
It's probably the tummy tuck. They probably did something to where it got all the fat from around there, and it can show it. Now, see. That's what your boy about to do, though. I'm about to get right and get
nah,
that little V.
You not.
But I ain't going to get the implant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to get the V. You ain't get that damn. Greg, I will roast you.
Well, you wouldn't see it. Well, nah.
I don't care. I'm going to know you have
it. I come here with my shirt off. We're going to do the whole episode. Just pow, pow, pow.
I'm going to roast you the whole time.
Put a cowboy hat on.
Like, boy over here looking like an action figure. Feel like Jell-O. Like, why is it soft?
That is scary, though.
It's
to
weird.
Know. In on any human being having something, if it's an implant here on around your stomach, like you fall, somebody hit you, you running,
yeah,
it seems like something could happen.
Yeah, I don't
in this area, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think anything going to the body like it, I think is some kind of risk. I know they got the different gels and all of that to where some stuff leaks and some stuff is solid, but I don't know. But that was my weekend. We had a long weekend. Took the kids to NASA.
Oh, yeah.
JPL, Jet Propulsion Lab.
NASA as in outer space NASA?
Yeah. The National something.
That's that NASA space all that fake stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good,
I knew
man.
You would say that.
Educating
it was
kids
interesting, though, seeing
on fake stuff.
Right. Seeing
y'all saw the moon?
Wow, we saw pictures of the moon.
That's what I'm saying. The moon, they saw pictures of the moon and stuff.
Greg don't think space is real.
Space is real. We're in space. This is space.
I ain't going there with you.
Okay, don't go there. All right.
Let me check his phone. We ain't got no assistant today.
Shit. That should be off like a motherfucker.
You know how pissed out me.
Oh, man. I want to take McKinley to NASA, though, and I want to do the little simulation thing. Can't you get inside like this little tube?
There was, we went to the main attractions. Mm-hmm. There was something that said like 3D movie or simulator, but we didn't do it because the line was too long.
Nah.
But there was two main things that they told us to go to. They said you have to go to the assembly center where they build like the rovers and some of the spacecraft.
Ah, cool.
And then the control center where they literally like control and talk to the people out in space. And then they got rovers and stuff on Mars where they control all those from. Mm-hmm. Neatest thing I did was they got these life-size, they got replicas of some of the rovers that mm-hmm. they got. These things is big. They started off small, like a little remote control car back in the day, mm-hmm. like 50s or 60s, whenever they did them. Now these things is like the size of cars, but like up high. These things are big.
So they can shoot them out there like that?
Yeah, but the thing is because it's weight, they have to, you know, everything needs to be light but strong. Mm-hmm. So the dude was, he was out there talking about the tires that they use, and he was saying, you know, the ones out there right now, the tires are starting to decay and rust. Not rust, but they're getting punctures because they're driving on rock, you know? Mm. And they had one out there, like they had these boulders set up, so it was just moving and like articulating over the boulders and stuff and like crawling around. Mm. And I was sitting there talking to him, and I didn't know that these people were the people actually driving this thing around, because I picked one up and I'm the newest one. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it is kind of light. Then I picked up the older one. I'm like, oh, this is real light. Mm. And the guy was like, yeah, he said, so this is the older model. He was just explaining how he's like, yeah, we out there and we're, you know, it's sand and it's gravel and rock. So we're trying to figure out a way to make it stronger, but we can't add too much weight or whatever. He's like, because right now we came up, we're at this mountain range and we got to get over it. And right before it, and we're assuming right after, just from the images, that we're going to hit a big, like, area of just nothing but rock and boulder. And I'm like, wait,
you the one driving.
He was like, yes, sir. He said, so what we do is, I'm like, but no, you're the one driving. He was like, yeah, I have one out there right now. He's like, right now it's charging. Or that one wasn't charging. They use uranium now to power them. And he was like, yeah, so they should, you know, the rover, it's got like 17 cameras on it. Mm. And it can take 360. So a lot of times they'll take selfies of it so it can, you can see the condition. And they zoomed in on one of the tires, and this tire is
gone.
It ain't gone. It's still moving. They was like, we expect to maybe get another year or two, but eventually it ain't gonna be able to move no more. But just sitting there talking to this dude, I'm like, wait, you doing this? He was like, yes, sir, you know, very respectful stuff. I was like, God dang.
Man.
Yeah, it was interesting though. It's neat.
So when the wheel, if it's out there in space on Mars and the wheel bursts or can't be used anymore, they just ship another drone out there?
One of them right now has lasted, I think a year longer than what they expected it to.
Oh, okay.
Because they already have in mind what they want to look at. Uh-huh. And if it goes beyond that, they just keep going until it dies. Mm. But the new ones that they're sending, one's out there, it's going to be out there, they said, until like 2036 they expect it to be done with. And then they might send more, just depending on what they find. But they got two more that they're working on right now. I don't know where they plan on sending them. I don't remember.
Yeah. That's wild.
And then, yeah, Vegas was the day before that. We did that. Then later on that day, we did Kevin's birthday party, Top Golf.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was busy.
It was a crazy weekend, man.
Y'all had energy at the party, though. Y'all long
I didn't after the party.
Oh, you did.
I tell you that right there. I didn't yesterday.
That's what happens. At 78, you get tired pretty fast, man.
Whole ass boy.
Yeah. My neighbor builds satellites for NASA right across the street, and he's a black man.
So he's Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy from Martin. Yeah. He ain't got no job.
He ain't got no job. I was like, yeah, you do that?
Right. It was like, I want some of that gold foil. I saw some at the thing. And I was like, man, I just want to touch it and see what it feel like. Tell him bring some home.
I told man, I was like, guess what this man do across the street? And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah. That's what he said. Let me get this out. Well, we talking about jobs. I've been applying for jobs and having job interviews. Yeah. Let me get, you know.
You just don't want to be here no more, y'all.
No, I do want to be here. I just, I like knowing. I like stability, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And then this and everything, social media, content creation, it's all good. Mm-hmm. You know, got successful people around me doing it. I really need just insurance, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife ain't got no job. But let me get this off my chest,
get
man.
Get that on a shirt. I know you are.
I should do
You know
that.
My wife ain't got no
be selling out. Let me get this off my chest. Interview questions are so, they just be that bull. So companies asking you, hey, why us? Why do you want to work for us? But man, you had the job posted. That's right. Why I applied. Damn it.
Yeah.
I didn't just, hey, I'm looking for this company. I want to work for this guy. You look happy here. And that's another thing.
I like what your company does. Yeah. You got to come up with some bullshit.
I had these Zoom interviews with these people. It'll be Thursday or Friday. I'm having these Zoom interviews. Each time I had these interviews, these people come up. Well, it's Friday. We made it to Friday. And I'm like.
So you're not excited about the job?
This is the wrong energy to be showing me. I should be at. So what's up, man? Why are you acting this way?
If it was one I really didn't want, I'd be like, so do y'all hate your job?
What's the environment
Maybe
like?
Maybe I need your job because you don't seem to like it too much.
Hey, I had an interview with three people. A Zoom meeting. They all came on at different times. Each one of them. I'm like, hey, how you doing? It's Friday. It's Friday. The next one come on. I'm like, hey, how you? It's Friday. And I'm like, let's see if the last person. It's Friday. Y'all don't want to be here. I wanted to close the computer. Like, I don't even think I want to be. So they asking that. Why us? Why do you want to work for our company? If the job is obviously working with customers, do you think you have a customer service experience or do you think you're a people's person? I'm like, what you think I'm about to say?
Right.
Nah, man, I ain't got no experience with that. Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm about to lie to y'all. What is
it? That's what you just gotta put on the extra. Oh yeah, I love nothing more than to make sure I make somebody happy.
You go on their website, read their mission statement, and be like,
and you repeat it too.
Yeah. You know, I love when you all's work in the community is outstanding, especially in the minority community. This is a team I want to be a part of.
Watch him be white, like, man, look at him talking about us. On his podcast, he don't want to be hiding. Hey,
hopefully they're like, is this fella we interviewed?
Look, if that was an issue, you wouldn't be looking for no job interview. If that was a problem we was having.
I hate these questions, man. And I hate these tell us about a time where you had to use your problem-solving skills to fix a situation. And why did you choose that method to solve the problem?
And then that's when you say a bunch of stuff. They don't even understand what you said.
No, not at all. I'm interviewing, and this dude asking me, do you understand the HVAC circulation, the system.
Refrigeration.
Yeah. Do you understand the refrigeration system? I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, well, explain that to me. And I'm like, okay, well, you get here, you get there, you reversing valve, you know, hot, cool, it takes the cool from the coils, all of this thing. And he's just like, right now. And then I mentioned if you want to trap the refrigerant in the compressor, this, and he was like, why would the refrigerant ever be trapped in the compressor? And I'm like, oh, you don't know
nothing. You don't know a damn thing.
You just here talking. And how you going to supervise all these other techs and you don't even know how to. I was like, man, I really hate this process. Hey, man, can you do this? This is especially with trades type work. There should be, come to the work site, show me how to fix this. Or can you fix this? And if so, demonstrate it. And it's like, this is all you got to do. Boo, boo, boo. All right, bro, you hired.
Literally, y'all go ahead.
Not all of this, hey, what's your managerial a skill? Or what's your type of managerial? Whatever. How do you manage your people? All of that goes out the window when you get on site talking to different people. Everybody is different. You're not using the same managerial type of skills with the same person. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this process. And it brings out, you have to learn how to lie on the fly. But once you do it and you get the same questions over and over on each thing, you like, oh, okay, I'm gonna use this example.
Yeah. That's one of those, you got people interviewing you for a position and they don't understand the technicalities of that position. They just understand what it is that they do and what it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, how friendly are you?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Is it this? Is it that? Can you manage people? Can you do this? And that's one thing I've noticed. Like, I've always been a great interviewer. Mm-hmm. Like, I would come in just as cocky sometimes as I wanted to be. Yeah. Literally at the end of most of my interviews, I'd be like, so when y'all want me to start? Mm. Like, oh, we still got some other. I always cut them off. Oh, we still got some other clients. It don't matter who else you're looking at because nobody's going to be better at the job than me. And that's how I would just come in like that. But literally, the first job I got, because I tried to get work before I moved to California, and everybody said the same thing. Oh, well, you know, give us a call once you get out here. I'm just like, y'all see me trying to plan ahead. I'm supposed to move out there in, you know, however many months trying to get something lined up. Couldn't happen. So once I got out here and got an interview, they literally had me change a ballast on a light. And they were just like, well, you know, this is one of the things that we have, you know, some of our technicians doing, and we just got to make sure you know how to do it. I was like, oh, okay. They was like, so, you know, you can, here's a ladder and everything. You can go up, and the lights and stuff are still on. They had like five different, a ballast is a transformer, by the way. It transferred high voltage electricity to low voltage for fluorescent lights or whatever kind of lights it may be, LED or whatever. Everything has a transformer or a ballast.
Yes.
Anyway, so there's like, you know, they had a box full of different ones. Mm. They had one up in the thing. So I go up, take the cover off and everything, and I was like, oh, it's going to be this one. And I told them why, 277. I said, I'm assuming all your lights are on 277 because most commercial buildings are. They was like, okay, so do you know how to change it? I'm like, yeah. So I get the tools, start doing it. I was like, now most people are against this, but I'm perfectly fine doing it because I'm been an electrician for, you know, 12 years. I can do it live if you want me to, but, you know, just in front of you all, I don't want you all to think I'm breaking rules by. They forgot that you need to turn off power. Legally, you're supposed to turn off the power. Mm-hmm. But I'm used to working it live because that's just because I was an electrician or whatever. And I was like, but I understand in some situations it may be an office in the middle of the day and they need this done.
Yep.
And they were just like, I could tell by the look on their face, they was like, oh, he know his stuff for real. Mm-hmm. So I was like, from this point on, it don't even matter. I know I got the job or whatever. They was like, we can turn the lights off. Oh, yeah. They like high-fiving each other behind me. It's like, but these dudes are actually dudes that, like, they knew the stuff.
Yeah.
This wasn't like somebody said in the office. This was like at the time there was the chief engineer and a chief engineer.
Okay.
A chief and an assistant chief. I said chief and a chief. Yeah. Chief engineer and assistant chief. But yeah, I get you on the interview stuff. It's a very annoying process.
Man, it be that bug.
But you ain't great need that job.
Yeah, man. One of the interviewers were like, because he was looking at my resume, he said, well, this position seems kind of below you. Like, you know, to your junior or whatever. And I'm like, well, he's like, why do you want this position? I said, sir, to be honest, I'm going to tell you straight up. My wife worked for a high-level tech company. She lost a job, and daddy needs to come and earn some money. He was like, and he's old country. He out here in California, but he old Mississippi dude. Yeah. He was like, well, that, all right. All
what's
right.
best thing I heard that, since I was
like,
the desert?
He stood up. He was on his computer. He was like, thank you for being truthful. That sounds right. All right. Moving on to the next question. And I'm like, hey, that's what it is, Playboy. Yeah. But these questions and them, it's that buzz.
Yeah.
Straight up. I got to get that out of my chest. I hate interviewing. And then, oh, as soon as they do the Zoom call, you know, I'm there with the button up.
Basketball shorts.
I'm like, all right, not me, y'all. Turn around, Micaiah at the door, like, ah! And I got my shorts off.
And stand up, cheeks out.
If any of them ever ask me, like, stand up for a minute. Let's see if you take it this serious. They see that dick print right there on the board shorts. Like, hey, it's right. Oh, man. I be on them interviews like, I'm in my drawers with this little shirt buttoned up.
Hey, I was doing that at work.
Yeah.
Not at work, but once the pandemic happened, they have these, like, weekly meetings every now and then. I'm just like, man, let me go. I go put on, like, a company shirt. Just like, draws, shorts, or whatever. Make sure I sit down before I start. Sitting there like I got my notepad and stuff. I got my drink, especially on Friday.
Yeah.
Got my drink over here just off screen.
Oh, man.
Don't let it be a Friday meeting afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, got my little, you know, red cup. We all texting each other outside. What you drinking on? I'm like, I got some bourbon. What you?
That thing.
Look, we be sitting there in the camera like.
Yeah.
coffee mug.
You seen that video of the Zoom call and that dude start beating his meat on the Zoom call? No. Everybody muted themselves. He thought he turned the screen off. This dude gets up and he look at the screen. He's like, okay, cool. He walks to the back, comes, put his lotion, right? And was like, pulls his pants down. Goes get some tissue.
Because he's looking at another screen.
Yeah. Everybody's like, Goose. Hey, somebody call Goose. And I'm like. He does
That's
it.
That's horrible.
He does it on screen.
That's horrible.
Oh, man. Oh,
well,
my
he's probably out there interviewing, too.
He got. All right. I need his chair, too, Goose.
What braids you in for us? Well, I was beating my meat on a meeting, so I need work.
Can you imagine? They're like, can we contact your previous employer? Where y'all find Goose? Oh,
hey, let me tell you what.
Sticky situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pulled out the jerkins in the middle of the meeting.
You know, beat his meat on camera.
Anyway, speaking of interviewing, this is something Lorenz Tate said. And multiple people have said it, and I agree. It's not verbatim, ain't what he said, but it was a tweet. Anyway, he said, it seems as if Hollywood values black British actors over basically African-American actors.
Yeah.
In a nutshell is what he said. How you feel about that?
Well, I think it's because the British speak like this. Very properly, and to hear their voices is intriguing. Understand me? Hello, do you want a cup of tea? If not, please exit left, okay? So that's why I think they believe they're more important than the American black male, you know.
It's actually a pretty good accent. I'm shocked.
Yes. Come to find out.
What?
My family lives in England. So my mom's Jamaican, and all my aunties and cousins, they live in...
Really?
In England, yeah.
You just found it out?
No, man.
You said come to find out.
No. Oh, no, not come to find out. I'm just
trying to speak. So you talk to him often?
Yeah, I talk to my cousin pretty often, yes.
All right.
But I do think.
Thank you.
The reason behind this. Acting.
Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, go ahead. British actors obviously aren't better than everybody's equal. But if you have a black person imitating an American accent, they're stepping into a character. They're acting, right? So me being a drug dealer, me acting as a actor in Atlanta, in that show Atlanta, would I come off believable? You know what I'm saying? But you have a British actor acting as a person from, is it acting then if I'm from?
No, I
don't know how I'm explaining it, but.
No, I see what you're saying. But regardless, it's acting. Like, you got somebody in a situation, let's say, you know, a drug dealer, you robbing a bank. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're using villains for.
We're racist.
It's the programming. Yeah. But you robbing a bank,
uh-huh.
And you in America, or you, even if you an attorney or you a doctor,
yep,
you still acting because you have to make those scenes believable. You have to make the emotion believable.
Yep.
Because like, why would you need to hire? Granted, yeah, they got to learn the accent,
mm-hmm.
But it could go like Snowfall. What's his name? Desmond? Whatever.
Franklin, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, the one that plays Franklin Saint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really talks with this accent like Leon. You know, I got to get my money, Leon. And it's like, it started off as like, well, I don't know what this accent's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to go with it. But me and Angel was talking about it, and I feel, even though he did a great job, not throwing no shade at him, but any of the dudes off of the Wu-Tang saga could have did just as good of a job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I think the reason, my thing behind it, I think, yes, they do value British actors more than they do African-American actors. One is because they go look for trained actors when they're foreign. Versus over here, they seem to always pull who's popular. Mm-hmm. Versus who's a trained thespian, if you want to call them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to a rapper who can't act just because they got a big following, and then the role ends up being corny. Versus all of these, Black Angel went to UC Irvine for arts and science. That's acting. She's a trained actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's done plays. She's been in movies. She's done TV shows. She's trained to do that. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of Black people right here in the United States, born and raised in different states, that are trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look for those trained people. They look for who's got the biggest Instagram following.
Oh, but that.
You got, I don't know, name one of these random hip hop or music artists. Oh, let's get them.
T.I. All his movies.
Actually, ATL and T.I. was pretty good.
But see, that's him
but
acting.
But he was being him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But a movie for him, for that, yeah, it makes sense. But you put T.I. in whatever else, it's just like, what? Because I ain't no Tony Baker or no Kevin Fredericks where I'm just going to start blurring out actors and movies and mm-hmm. that ain't me. I like what I like. But you put them in a movie that shows, you know, high emotion and takes talent to do, and it's like they struggle to do it or they can't do it, or it just looks at it like, why are you in this role? Because they didn't go try to find somebody trained. They went and found somebody popular. Over there, they didn't go find nobody popular. They say, this person is talented. Let's use them.
Beyonce.
Can't act
for a damn thing.
She can sing all day.
Yes,
ain't nobody touching on her. Ain't nobody touching them pipes.
Mm-hmm.
But try to get her to act? No. But they're going to put Beyonce in the role because she's Beyonce.
Yeah.
Versus getting somebody that's highly trained.
Like Angel.
Kill it. Like Angel. That's going to kill the role. Like people, like Denzel,
yep.
Say it all the time. Denzel Washington, phenomenal actor. I put him in top five all day.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't the number one in my top five.
Mm.
In my humble opinion, I like Jeffrey Wright. Mm. Jeffrey Wright played Peoples. This is the reason I like Jeffrey Wright. I've said this many times. He transformed into the character.
Mm-hmm.
To where Denzel Washington is going to be Denzel Washington playing that character. You know, they write a role, Denzel, this is for Denzel. We're going to write this role for him.
Yeah, because he's not diverse.
Yeah, he's not as diverse, nowhere near as diverse as Jeffrey Wright is.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Wright will completely transform into a completely different person.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright played Muddy Waters.
He played in everything.
Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
He played Peoples in Shaft. When you got Martin Luther King and Peoples is equivalent to Malcolm X, mm-hmm. Denzel Washington played, and Training Day, Alonzo, whatever his name was in Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
If you put those two, Training Day and Malcolm X, those characters aren't that different.
Yeah, all his characters.
They're a little different, but they ain't that different. Mm-hmm. You take Peoples, the Puerto Rican,
mm-hmm.
and Martin Luther King is two completely different people. You would not know there was the same person doing those things.
Yeah.
So regardless of all of that, comparing them, they're both phenomenal actors. They deserve all the accolades plus some that they have already had. Those are trained actors. They're trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When they go, like people, you know, I guess maybe was it Tupac that kicked that door open with Poetic Justice of acting? It wasn't Poetic Justice. Was it Poetic Justice?
I have no clue.
The one where he was Bishop. What's the name of that movie? It's right
there. Oh, Juice.
Juice. Tupac was a trained actor.
Yeah.
He went to school. He was studied for that.
Yeah.
You can't go to today's rappers and thinking that Tupac was a poet, he was an actor, then he was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to these people that just rapping, that's it, and then just because they pop you think you're going to put them in. So that's why I think Lorenz Tate has a point of,
oh
yes, they definitely value these British actors more than they do African American actors. British people more than they do. More than they do African American. If you black with an accent, you already have a one up because you're not seen as African American. You're seen as something completely different.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody, I mean, granted, all our stuff over is, I mean, internet. Our society is that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you from a different country with, especially with that accent, you're intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather watch those game shows. That's why all the game shows be having those British
accents. Oh, I can't stand it. I don't like it.
Because people are like, oh, what's happening? But you grab me and put me on something, this click. Psh.
What's that show, Extraordinary Homes?
Yep.
I couldn't
oh continue. My goodness.
This extraordinary home. Look at this they said extraordinary way too much. I'm like, you know that your accent is thickest at that word. Extraordinary. Yep. I could not finish watching it. I'm like, I can't take them saying extraordinary. So, and the accent eventually annoys me.
Yeah.
and you know, it's just me. But you know, a lot of people, they see, like, if we go overseas or wherever, whatever, another country, and they hear our country accent, they be like, oh my God, I love hearing y'all talk. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Or they might be like, ugh, why are you talking like that? I don't know. But
to what Lorenz Tate was saying, though, and how you explained it, I mean, I don't see them overvaluing the English over the American. It's the simple fact to what you're saying. They're trained. We're not.
No.
So
we have trained people. What I was saying is they look for them,
mm-hmm.
and they look for them to be trained. We have trained ones over here. They just don't go look for them.
Okay, I see what you're saying. They rather the popularity.
Yeah, we are extremely trained over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just don't look for us trained over here.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is like they look for who's popular. They don't look for somebody trained that's been on Broadway. That's been out, like, you. Have you seen Hamilton?
I have.
How many black people was in Hamilton?
The one that just came out?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them.
They ain't looking for them. All of them people doing that live show, showing all that emotion, showing all that skill and all that talent.
Man, running
they looking
them
for somebody
lines.
That got a goddamn accent.
Yeah.
Or if they looking over here, they looking for the rapper who got a platinum selling record right now.
I wonder if it's a pay scale or something.
No.
No. But I think their pay scale is higher than ours.
Not
anyway.
Now. Our dollar is more than their euro now.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh. We passed them.
Dang. Okay. Well, there's no excuse then. Dang. They just don't like us, man.
Obviously, it's Hollywood's part of America.
Because there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of guys that look like the dude that played Franklin.
Yeah. They already got an accent that he's portraying.
Yeah. That's screwed up.
I mean, more power to him. This ain't no shade to no British actor at all. It's just Lorenz Tate got a point.
Israel Elba.
Idris Elba, he talks like your family over in.
I wonder why
Courtney.
I wonder what's going on with that then? Because why would you have if the trained actors are already here? Why would you go out to?
Because they value them more than us.
Who is they?
Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood.
Moving on. We done used up the whole time talking about these people.
Yeah. All right. Y'all better stop.
Lock that transition.
Confront.
Keep going. I'm going to check his.
No segue. That's what Kid be saying. Y'all better stop trying people and
these legs.
Keep your mouth shut when something bother you. I know I'm the one to say stand up for yourself, speak up, but you might want to stop it because these guys in Texas, man, are going ham. There was this guy going on a date. He was on a date with a young lady. They park. He pays for parking. They go into the building. As they enter the building, the receptionist tells him, hey, that guy outside you paid, he's not our parking attendant. You basically been scammed, right? So this guy takes it upon himself to go outside and confront the dude. He then goes to his car. The guy that pays goes to his car and kills the fake parking attendant. Puts his gun back up and goes back into the restaurant and finishes his date. People are crazy as hell.
She must have been fine. She like then, I got to go kill this fool. I'm going to get back in there because little girl is banging.
She then asks him, is everything all right? He's like, yeah, everything's cool. And they finished their date. Later on that night on the news or the next day on the news, they show a picture of this man. It was like, he's wanted for murder. But she's like,
she wake up like, babe, is that you?
She literally called, and that's how he got locked up. She's like, I was just with this guy.
Dang.
Blase, blase.
Where they meet?
Probably on the internet. You know how people Facebook match up, whatever that stuff is. Thumbnail, thumble,
and I'm
bumble.
Old. I'm old. You know, yeah, met on them webs, on them
on
sites.
That, yeah, on that book face.
On that Insta book.
Yeah. Damn it. But
AOL chat room.
You can't even, you know, if somebody scammed me for $40, they got me. And especially like in Atlanta, right? People be parking. If you pull out your driveway, somebody will try to charge you to park on the street in front of your house. Like, hey, park right here. I got you. Hey, get $10. I'll watch it all night. Whatever.
They'll be doing that.
They would do that.
Come back, your tires.
Yeah. You got.
I'll pay that food to take my tires.
You just get got like that. And you just take it and move on. This guy kills this man. You got to be careful, man. You can't even. For him to have. One, we don't know the. I don't know the interaction he had. He probably was like, look, bro, I will kill you. Give me my $40 back. And the dude probably like, nah, man, F you. and he killed whatever.
I don't think it was like for him to even go back it, in and eat. I think he was like, but is even, my car good? Is it, where is it parked at? Oh, it's over there. All right, thank you. He probably.
But what I'm saying,
back killed it. Didn't even try to get the money back.
But even if it went like that, he had no right to kill him. Oh, that's no, what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that's $40. Come on.
Come on, man.
If that's me, I'm just trying. Look, before I knew about this situation, I know everybody's going to look at the afterthought. No, Jake. Look, put yourself in that situation for real. I'm thinking about me and myself. Mm-hmm. I found out, oh, parking attendant's fake. I'm going back out there. Hey, Playboy, you owe me $40.
Yep.
I ain't give you $40. Maybe he's strapped. Maybe he's not. I don't know. You owe me $40. It might get a little physical. I don't know. Depending on how he responds.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't about to go through all that over no goddamn $40.
The only...
If I'm in Texas, I'm probably packing. Because everybody's packing in Texas.
The only thing about... The only reason I would even go back and initiate something is if where we're parking at, if there is like, hey, you need a decal, and there are signs that you're going to get towed or something.
Right, right.
Now I got to worry about it.
Right.
But if I paid you and I parked, oh, man, whatever. I ain't tripping on. Now, if I see you when I'm coming out, I might say, I will confront you just to see if you're going to be soft enough to be like, all right, man, here your money back.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, give me my money. And you like, all right, Playboy, you got it. I'm gone.
What makes it weird for me is this dude is scamming people. What made him stick around and scam multiple people?
Because probably ain't nobody coming out saying what that receptionist from the store, she saw the transaction happen and then she told the customer. He's probably been doing it and no one ever.
Oh, ever said anything to him.
Yeah, or the receptionist never saw it.
He's just getting away with it.
He's just getting away with it, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Still. People are out here killing folk, taking $40 for parking. All right. So now you think that might be bad, right? No, it gets worse. Another guy in Texas is shooting an AK in his backyard, I guess target practice or whatever, and it's 10, 11 o'clock at night. His neighbor comes over and says, hey, can you stop shooting? Like, we trying to go to bed, and they got babies in the house.
Yeah, AKs are loud.
The guy then.
AKs, they are loud.
Yeah.
Like, ARs are loud, too, but AKs on a whole different level. Go ahead, my bad.
If you shooting a.
Anything. You shooting a .22, 11 o'clock at
BB
night.
BB gun. Playing
my
music.
My pellet gun is loud.
That's what I'm saying.
You hear, pat. I mean, it's, I can't shoot that thing at night without people wondering what that noise was.
It's quiet hours.
I don't know.
It.
In Texas, it's just always it guns going off.
Pow, pow. Get him, boy.
Pow, pow, pow.
He probably is doing all crazy stuff in Texas. And he probably like, man, what the? But anyway.
Hold on, it's quiet. What's going on? Yeah. What
they just shooting guns out the window. Yeah. Well, the neighbor didn't like it, and the neighbor went to his neighbor's house, the one that was shooting in the backyard. He went to the neighbor house and killed everybody inside except for two children that the adults were covering.
Hold up. So the neighbor that heard the gunshots did the shooting?
No.
Oh, so the neighbor that was getting disturbed went over and complained, said stop it.
Yep.
The dude that did the shooting came over and killed.
Yes. That's why I was like, be careful. Somebody might be wrong. Completely wrong.
Yeah.
Think about what you're going to do once you confront somebody because now
what
they folk is killing people for some obvious, bro, you're in the wrong. It's not, you're not even at a gun range. You're in the backyard shooting a pistol
a rifle at night.
Hey, stop shooting, bro.
Here. The two things that's already wrong with this story.
Mm-hmm.
One, y'all know I got guns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gun enthusiast. This is one of the reasons why they need to limit. Texas is definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, Arizona, Florida. You can just do the any other, most other states, the police would have been done but got there. Like, but this person clearly ain't got it all. Mm-hmm. They got this goddamn AK crazy enough to go in and kill some people, an entire family almost, because he's outside shooting. Clearly, he should have never had his hands on a gun to begin with.
And he shot all of them from the shoulders up.
Which means he was trying to murder them. Yes. Simple as that.
Execution.
He was going for it. He was going for headshots every time.
Yep.
AK's got horrible aiming. Second, I don't understand why that neighbor didn't call the police. Instead of, if I hear gunshots,
yeah,
I'm calling the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the relationship of these neighbors. Maybe maybe they thought they were friends. If it's your neighbor, you would think. When they say neighbor, you don't know. You never know if it's next door, backyard, cat a corner, whatever. But that makes me think, in Texas, why wasn't the police there? Like, you hear, if I hear gunshots in the middle of the day, often enough, I'm like, something's going on. Them boys getting called. I know the difference between fireworks. It's been times I called on fireworks. Look, you got the 3rd of July and the 5th of July. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of those parameters, I'm pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to start here soon. Mm-hmm. It's already May. You're going to start hearing fireworks. It's annoying. It's late at night. I ain't talking about middle of the day. This is like 12 a.m. But come on. Like, this is messed up. This man obviously should have never had guns.
Yep. Whole family gone because this dude wanted to shoot his gun.
Call the police. I'm anonymous.
Yeah.
Gunshots coming from this address.
Yeah. That's what... I've learned, yes.
Texas probably like, oh, bing, and be all right, just shoot
this. Yeah. Crazy. I'm not approaching nobody on nothing anymore. How that dude was all close to me at Starbucks, and I'm like, man, back the hell up off me. I'm taking that to it. I'm going to just move forward. I'm not saying nothing to nobody because I'm not about to go out like that. You're not about to take me out on some stupid shit.
Yeah, that's the dude.
I mean,
the dude that rode up on my house, that's the main reason I didn't go to his house because I was like, it's going to get escalated.
Yeah.
Even if I get the better of him, it's going to end bad.
Yep.
I grab him, put my hands on him, I'm on his property. Now that's assault.
Yep.
He's crazy. He answers the door, runs in his house, so he got a gun by the door. He shoots me.
And then it's his story against yours and all that.
Again, I'm on his property. Oh, he tried to get in my house.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happened, it would have been bad. That's why, like, you got to think things through. A lot of times it's difficult. Like, dude, in line, and it's just like, man, hey, back up. Like, and, you know, you react. People, and that's the problem with stories like, or any story, like I'm sitting here coming up with these scenarios. Why didn't he call the cops? A lot of people hear the story and then think about their reaction after they done heard what happened. When they the same people that would have reacted the same, if not worse, than the person in the situation.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people are like, no, Tank, you would have did. No, see, that's why. I'm just being realistic about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's messed up. And what's even worse, just real quick, I'll let you go. This is Texas. This ain't even Florida. The crazy headlines be coming from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, and what's worse than that, this guy is still on the loose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's still out there.
They haven't caught him. Shooting neighbors that haven't done anything to him. So I can only imagine his mindset right now. He's probably like, oh, I'm screwed. So it's whatever for anybody.
And was it, I'm assuming, I mean, does he have a family? I got questions now. Like, does this dude have a family? Is that his actual house or is he just at that house? You know, it's just a whole bunch of questions I got about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if they know. They know who it is.
Oh, okay.
From what I was reading, they know who the guy is, but they're not,
they're not revealing his information.
They're not revealing it.
That's stupid.
Because, but I'm thinking this. To make the person feel like they're not looking for him, maybe, I guess, so they won't go into hiding or something. But
that man,
if you read the article, they know who it is. They didn't give any description of the dude.
That makes no sense to me. They need to have
everybody looking.
Everybody, face plastered, license number.
Avoid this man at all costs.
Name need to be up everywhere. I say that. I think they need to do that with everybody, but at the same time, it's like maybe if they did do that, people would ignore the faces. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like the dude that, like if you see it so much, it's like, oh, here's another person. People ain't going to actually look for the person because they get new faces all day, every day.
Yeah.
But like the dude that works for the company that my alarm system is through, he said right after he installed our system, he was driving home on the interstate. Somebody was speeding and he was getting over because he saw him coming up. They shot at his car. He ended up getting hit in the back of the head.
What?
Got surgery. Yeah. And he's telling me this because I don't remember where I was getting something done to my system and I seen him and I recognized him. And I'm like, hey, he was like, yeah. And he was like, I just started working again like a couple months before. And I was like, oh, well, did you go somewhere? He's like, no, I was in the hospital. I was like, he told me what happened. And he said they knew who it was, but they wouldn't tell him. Which that I understand.
Yeah, because I'm coming to see.
But I don't. I don't know if they found the person or not, but they know who it is. But I'm like, I'd have found out who that fool was. It was a random act.
Random. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm like, if it was random, how? I think it was a string of them, and they were looking for this person. But he said it was, and I think he said he was going to visit his sister or something. Man, he saw his car speeding, and just sitting, he said, "Bop, bop, bop," and he's like, realized he got shot.
Goodness, that's why I be having anxiety, man. Y'all folk be out here just doing the random.
It be bull. Be on some other.
You sitting at a red light talking to your peoples,
yeah,
or doing whatever, and somebody want to shoot off in the car because they just want to shoot a pistol. Or man. Anyway, y'all be safe out there. We gonna end this right here. Yeah.
Hey. Don't do that no more. This is the second week in a row.
What I did?
Thank you for tuning in. Hey, hope y'all enjoyed the Goose Gone. Let them know where they can find
y'all. Be safe, man. These folk crazy out here. Government trying to kill us with the food. All this craziness.
Don't go into it.
Yeah, man.
Just tell them where they can find
Anyway, you can catch me on IG at GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and reppedmerch.com to buy you a small or large crew neck, because I haven't read up on anything yet.
All right. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check it out. And both scented and unscented. And if you're listening to this, you can watch it on YouTube on Tanksley TV. Make sure you go over there and like and subscribe and all that crap. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms, Apple Play, Google Play, all the plays and pluses and listens. And make sure you rate and review us over there. All right, fam. Till next time, holla back at y'all. Y'all have a blessed day, fam.
Have a great one.